Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a new strain of COVID-19 has been discovered in the United Kingdom, Assistant HHS Secretary Admiral Brett Giroir on Fox says the current vaccines will be effective and not to worry.
We have every reason to believe, lots of scientific reasons to believe that it will work because the vaccine goes against many parts of that spike protein, not just the one, but it will be within a matter of days that the scientific experiments will definitively prove that. Probably not going to be within the next 24 hours, but within the next matter of days. But again, we absolutely expect there to be great vaccine coverage against this strain and the many of the other hundreds of mutations that are out there.
President Trump on Wednesday said the rockets that hit the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, wounding Iraqi civilians this week, came from Iran. A photo posted by the president showed three unexploded rockets with Iranian markings and warned the regime of further attacks. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump, as promised, vetoed the NDAA.
President Trump issued a veto Wednesday of the National Defense Authorization Act, following up on threats to reject the bill if it did not repeal legal protections for social media companies. The $740 billion defense spending bill now goes back to Congress, where an override is likely. But the president is getting some support for his action from across the aisle. Hawaii Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard tells Fox News that Congress has failed to hold big tech companies accountable for their actions.
The reason why he's taken a stand on this, and I support his position on this, is because Congress has failed to act in making sure that the American people have a fair and free opportunity to the public square, and to make sure that these tech companies that are censoring people, that are choosing whose voices are heard and whose aren't, taking sides in political elections, that they are not immune from lawsuits. And so I think it's a critical thing to hold Congress's feet to the fire.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr concluded his final day as Attorney General on Wednesday, writing in a farewell note that it's been a great honor to serve. Barr was also Attorney General in the George H.W. Bush administration. Quote, over the past 2 years, the dedicated men and women of this department, including its operational components, have risen to meet historic challenges and uphold our vital mission to enforce the rule of law. End quote.
How many of us have them? Friends.
Hip-hop trio Houdini, Grandmaster D confirmed Wednesday that bandmate John Fletcher, a.k.a. Ecstasy, has died at the age of 56. The cause of death remains unclear. Walmart is in hot water with the feds.
The Trump administration is suing Walmart, accusing the retail giant of helping fuel the nation's opioid crisis by inadequately screening for questionable prescriptions despite repeated warnings from its own pharmacists. The Justice Department's lawsuit claims that Walmart sought to boost profits, understaffed its pharmacies, and pressured employees to fill prescriptions quickly. That made it difficult for pharmacists to reject invalid prescriptions, enabling widespread drug abuse released nationwide. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL has a game scheduled for Christmas Day. The Vikings at the Saints starts at 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Live. And you thought it was going to be easy, right? I'll tell you. And we've only just begun, it seems like. Dr. Lauren Wright joins us now, the Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer in Politics and Public Affairs at Princeton University. Hey, Lauren, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. But like you and many of us here, as we sit back and watch the drama play out here in this country of ours, you got half of America very adamant that voter fraud took place and the other half saying maybe not.
Yes, and I always worry about such a divided country along partisan lines, as we've often talked about. But I think that when the Electoral College meets on Monday, much of this will be over, and then it'll start to be a conversation for the next election, whether a midterm or 2024.
Do you see, from your perspective, something that stands out more dramatically than previous, election periods? Because it seems that though some would try to insist, like the former Attorney General Eric Holder, who I've often quoted as saying voter fraud doesn't exist, but yet the Heritage Foundation has a list of, well over 1,000 people who have been arrested and are spending time in jail as a result of voter fraud. And I'm wondering, it just seems that something this time around has just been more extreme. And I think it's the result of the fact that we've kind of just said, well, voter fraud isn't that much. It doesn't really change that many votes. It really doesn't change the end result. It's so minor and inconsequential that because of that attitude, that's why we're here today. We're well over a month after the election. And we're still battling over the electoral votes here. I mean, there's still a number of disputed votes.
Well, there's a difference between saying there's absolutely no voter fraud and that voter fraud is not enough, as you said, inconsequential, not enough to change the results of an election. And that's what we have, is a statistical handful of cases in most elections that we are very good at tracking down, changing if it's due, to maybe a signature dispute. Some of those can be cured. And we've made massive improvements. For example, 95% of ballots this year were backed up by paper. We only had 82% in 2016. And so cases of fraud do arise. They are very rare because the incentives are stacked against people to behave in that way. It's extremely difficult to do and not a desirable thing for most Americans to do. And when we find them, we're very good at eradicating that and getting better. And that's essentially exactly what the FBI, Department of Homeland Security said, and the Justice Department, for that matter.
Now, in your perception, you see us as getting better, and you know that that's going to be a contentious statement, that some people are going to hear that and say, It seems that in this particular election, the things got worse, that there was not a sign. And yes, we can use the excuse, and I say it is an excuse, about COVID, and some extraordinary things had to be taken in order to, allow people to vote because of, restrictions, restrictions in the environment because of COVID.
Well, I mean, we can have legitimate debates about how much we should use mail-in voting, how easy it should be. But yes, there was increased mail-in voting this year because of COVID. Those laws were passed in every state that had that expansion. We passed laws democratically in this country with a process. And so, you know, if people want to dispute whether we should have had that expansion or not, that's a completely different discussion than just because we had mail-in ballots, the election was fraudulent. We don't have any evidence of that, and we don't have evidence that we should overturn the results because people are alleging that fraud happened with very little evidence to show, which is why we've seen the court results that we have so far.
Well, it seems the strategy from the legal beagles is to approach it. Yes, I think there's still, debate on, as you say, the evidence. We've got, over 1,000 affidavits, sworn statements, and you talk about the legal jeopardy of people who make a sworn statement, just as it is that anybody, legal jeopardy that they find themselves if they perpetrate voter fraud. I think, what is it? A $10,000 fine? Is it 10 years in jail or 5 years in jail? I mean, it's pretty severe.
It is, yep.
So you don't want to mess around with that, yeah, I mean, as an individual. But there are so many eyewitness stories here that bring this all into question. And we started this out in terms of the divisiveness of this discussion. But we need to be able to have this discussion, and when you have social media like YouTube saying, hey, we're not going to allow any more YouTube videos talking about any voter fraud allegations, I mean, this is an important conversation, and by thwarting the speech, it's only going to exacerbate. It's not going to heal. Do you see it? Do you see it that way, or am I missing something?
Well, I really hope we can heal it by making things more transparent. And so I'm definitely not in the category of if we see a video that gives some people doubts and raises eyebrows, we shouldn't even consider that. We have considered those videos, bipartisan, and in many cases Republican election officials have examined them with reporters, and we've taken those things to account. There are hundreds of signed affidavits out there, yes, but we have to remember what's in those. A lot of them are claims of election officials being rude, people were standing too far away, they didn't like the clothing people were wearing, or they thought someone was wearing a partisan mask. Those are concerns, but they are not evidence of voter fraud. And so, you know, some of those are sworn under oath, some of them are not, but the content of them matters, and that has been considered by courts.
Yeah, and I agree as far as, people wearing identifying, buttons and that sort of thing, doing the count. And that's something for the election boards to take into account in terms of the procedures. And it's surprising, especially going into this, that we knew how contested this was going to be, what our environment was like going into it, and why these election boards didn't consider that from the get-go. Is surprising, number one. Number two, as far as the other stuff, people being bullied, and if they were not going along with a decided, it seemed, Democratic suggestion or decision, then they were bullied into kind of relenting. I mean, that's on its face is problematic. Does it alter all kinds of no? But it's not the kind of sentiment that you want on the counting floor, is it?
We can do a lot to improve, but I think that's happening. That's my point, and I'm sure we have lots more to talk about. We can always do better.
Well, yeah, and I think that, again, yes, we can always do better, but that has to do with our own humanity. I mean, we've got a lot of stinking attitude going on here right now. as they say, on both sides. And maybe we're looking for a little bit more perfection in an environment that has just cultured this kind of animus. And so we're having to live with it. But, you know, again, I think it's something to consider down the road in that particular case. But we'll talk more with Dr. Lauren Wright after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Bill Martinez. Hey, we're back with you with a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we can hope for this great country of ours. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're talking with Dr. Lauren Wright, the Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer in Politics of Public Affairs at Princeton University. And I always appreciate Dr. Wright being with us because she brings a level of sobriety to these, you know, these controversial topics. And I got to tell you, Lauren, I'm grateful, you know, that you come on the show and you bring some balance here because, you know, people's heads are exploding. And, you know, and the way this thing is going is that they probably will continue to explode depending. I mean, if something is to happen, you know, in terms of altering the expected outcome, you got 50% of the country thinking and saying, well, the outcome is there. It's clear. Joe Biden is the 46th president. You know, we got Chris Wallace getting upset with a senator who refuses to acknowledge that Biden is the president-elect. And you can just see his agitation and others feeling the same way. Well, they're still waiting on that final decision, you know, something to really come out. Because as it stands right now, you've got Donald Trump with 232 uncontested electoral votes. I mean, this is solid. This is in and confirmed against Joe Biden, 227. So the rest of the votes here are being contested, and we're going through the process that is the legal right, you know, for the president to go through in contending, you know, in contending the results of the electoral process. But like you, I'm concerned, you know, is America better or bitter on the other side of whatever resolution comes about?
Well, it is the president's right to do this, certainly, but I'd actually like to make a political argument about the politics of it. I don't think this is good for Republicans. And I think, you know, if we could just talk about Georgia for a second, long term and short term, there are costs to this. And the results in swing states have been certified. The Electoral College will meet Monday, and we will have answers. And so contested by the president and allies in certain states, yes, but it's not as if we don't know the answers. On Georgia, I would just quickly say, Republicans have the best possible political argument to win those two seats, and that's we have a Democrat in the White House, and if you want to see any of the president's progress protected on issues we care about, we have to get to the polls. But instead, there's doubt being sown in the election process in Georgia, and of course Republican voters are asking the rational question, if they believe it's already decided and the system's fraudulent, why would I go ahead and vote in that? Have you fixed it in the last couple of weeks? I don't think so. And the answer is, you know, actually they should vote because there's a closely watched system and Georgia has been counted three times already.
Hmm. Yeah, this is all part of what is put into the bloodstream of the voter politic. You're exactly right that it has been creating some doubts, also been, you know, creating, you know, increased anger over this, because the prospect, and in fact, we were talking with Jenny Beth Martin, who's based out of Georgia, and she's a Tea Party Patriots founder, had, you know, voiced her concern that, as you said, has Georgia fixed the problem? And by all indication, it's the same thing, you know, they're going to do the same thing that they did, you know, for the general election. And I don't know, maybe more eyes, maybe more transparency. I don't know. I mean, this is, and of course we know the amount of money and how critical, you know, these two seats in Georgia are about for both parties. And I mean, this is, all hands on deck and they're going at it. So, we'll see. So anything, like you say, any percentage that could alter, you know, concern, whether it's Republicans thinking, well, why should I, you know, I'll just give up because the fix is in. Well, that's not going to, you know, as you said, that you cannot get yourself off the playing field. I mean, democracy demands action. You have got to be engaged. I mean, this is why the document, our U.S. Constitution, starts out with those three most powerful words, we the people. That means us. That and whatever happens in Georgia is a result of we the people. And in light of all the exposure and talking about transparency, all the exposure and controversy over Georgia, I got to imagine there's going to be so many eyes and so many attorneys overseeing what's going on in Georgia, they're probably going to be, by the busloads, watching all these different, counting places. What do you think?
Right. And, Georgia does have paper ballots. It's been recounted by hand. It's been recounted and recounted again. And so, yes, the ironic part of this, I think, for Republicans is by sowing doubt in a state that actually has a pretty secure election process that's now been vetted many times in the last few weeks alone, they might give votes to Democrats because their voters are asking, well, if you're telling us the presidential election was a flawed result, how is my vote for a Republican senator going to count this time around? And so I think the party needs to do a better job, like Ronna McDaniel is saying, actually, it is secure and we want you to get out and vote, because that's the answer, is that it is secure and we're watching closely.
Exactly. Well, as they say, we'll see how this plays out. There's a lot on the line here. And meanwhile, I wanted to address, because there's numbers flying around, from, mathematicians who have analyzed this in all sorts of ways. But you wanted to address particularly, the voter, the numbers of voters. I'm going to open that up for you to address.
Sure. Thank you. And so we've seen this number going around everywhere, the 1 in quadrillion chance of Biden winning, and that's now ended up as the legal argument of the Texas Attorney General and 17 other states that have signed on. That is extremely misleading, and we're really in my sandbox, so thank you for giving me the chance to explain. But essentially, the way that number is arrived at is by treating the 2020 electorate as exactly the same as 2016. Joe Biden's vote share is the same as Hillary Clinton's 2016 vote share, which is not true. So on that assumption alone, any claim goes away. But just to give people an example, that would be the same assumption as if we said the 2016 election results were fraudulent because Trump improved over Mitt Romney's vote share in 2012. Of course he did. He brought independents into the fold. He had many new voters that came out that were energized for him. And every cycle, presidential candidates improve on their party's vote share among different kinds of groups. So we simply can't do that, and we can't treat swing states as independent. If you win one swing state, you're very likely, your odds improve of winning another one. It also treats them as independent. And we can't treat mail-in votes and in-person votes as the same, or votes as randomly selected. We know Democrats vote more by mail than Republicans do. And so if you take away the assumptions to get to that number, it's just not informative. And I hope people understand that, because in this world, there are some things that we don't know for sure. And we have conversations about those tough issues all the time, Bill. But
yes.
On statistics, there is a right and a wrong way to do it. And I think it's important to point those out.
Well, and this is, and I appreciate you helping us a bit, because, again, I am thinking of these people. The disparity between the two Americas that we're dealing with right now is how do we come together for the greater good when we've got all these ideas but we've got to be able to talk about and reason this together, don't we?
Yes, and I think we can find a lot of common ground on these issues, and we both have, I think, the best interests of the country in mind.
Well, she's the associate research scholar and lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton University, Dr. Lauren Wright. How can they be in touch with you, Lauren?
Thanks, Bill. Twitter's fine, at Dr. Lauren A. Wright, all one word. Thanks, Bill.
This report is sponsored by Hyundai. Car care is essential, and regular maintenance can improve the performance of your vehicle and save you money. Hyundai is making it much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary basic maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance Program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal factory scheduled maintenance intervals for 3 years, or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's Best Warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
Complimentary maintenance is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better ownership experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a new strain of COVID-19 has been discovered in the United Kingdom, Assistant HHS Secretary Admiral Brett Giroir on Fox says the current vaccines will be effective and not to worry.
We have every reason to believe, lots of scientific reasons to believe that it will work because the vaccine goes against many parts of that spike protein, not just the one, but it will be within a matter of days that the scientific experiments will definitively prove that. Probably not going to be within the next 24 hours, but within the next matter of days. But again, we absolutely expect there to be great vaccine coverage against this strain and the many of the other hundreds of mutations that are out there.
President Trump on Wednesday said the rockets that hit the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, wounding Iraqi civilians this week, came from Iran. A photo posted by the president showed three unexploded rockets with Iranian markings and warned the regime of further attacks. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day this holiday. Amy Goodman is going to be joining us, lifestyle expert, TV correspondent, and author. She's just not busy enough, and so we got to keep the heat on her, keep snapping the whip, as they so to speak. Can you say that anymore, Amy, or is that cause all kinds of problems?
You know, that's very good. I think it's one of the restricted. I'm joking.
just started off. Yeah, that's it. I'm throwing a flag on you. My attorney's going to be talking to your attorney. thanks for putting up with me. Families are spending, as you know, a lot of time at home this year, turning their houses into a place that they work, study, and play at. As the pandemic continues to pose a risk, it's more important than ever to stay healthy at home. Contaminants like dust, pollen, pet smoke, and mold can make the air inside your home more polluted than you can imagine. So how can you be sure your home is clean, relaxing, and safe? And safe indoor space for your family. Well, as I mentioned, Amy Goodman, the lifestyle expert, author, wife, and mom, who extends a lot of grace, especially to the hosts who try to be a little bit of a smart aleck, and we're thankful for that. We're going to talk about how to create a holistic space, consume immune-boosting foods. That's important, especially in this pandemic, and purify your indoor air. Encourage hand-washing. You know, your grandmother, great-grandmother, everybody said, keep washing your hands, and now we're hearing it more than ever. So, you know, it's time to really up our game as we're dealing with another phase of this pandemic. Amy Goodman, what do you say?
I say that literally Americans are spending more time indoors than ever, 90% apparently. And we have to create homes that we love. We're spending so much time in them. And also that really protects our health, which is, of course, paramount. And I have recently renovated my home. I have to tell you, the timing was very, very good on that. And I have a top of mind is my cooling, of course, and heating systems. And for everybody else, it really is about air quality that is more important than ever. So you had mentioned some of those contaminants that we have in our homes, everything from dust to pet dander, from mold to smoke. And they are all part of what is creating this kind of pent up and polluted indoor air. So in front of me, I actually have the Carrier Infinity Air Purifier. It is part of a whole home solution that you can attach to your given an existing cooling and heating system. And what it has is actually this technology called Capture and Kill technology that inactivates 99% of select airborne pathogens that are trapped on the filter, including coronavirus, bacteria, and other pathogens.
Don't you love Carrier? I mean, they've been doing this for a long time. It's like they've been ahead of the ball game with everybody in terms of, you know, making sure the air we have inside the home is clean. They've become famous for this, have they not?
Yes, and I'm very actually proud to report that I've had Carrier for a long time. They are my HVAC unit in the home, and this is then attached to that cooling and heating system. So I have Carrier now.
That's great. Well, you know, as we were saying, it's so important these days, especially in the era of COVID, to create that home sanctuary as we live through this pandemic. And you've cited a couple of good points here. And I know moms and dads, you know, they want to make sure the air at home is safe and we're not adding to the problem, that we're solution based here. And you've got some great ideas for us.
Yeah, my first tip is one that I love and adhere to very much. It's about creating holistic spaces, little corners in your home that are promoting really good physical and mental wellness. So this could be a favorite cozy chair where you take some time to read. It could be meditating or practicing yoga or just some simple stretches, either in your bedroom or doing it in a common living area space. Also trying to declutter the kitchen countertop. I know as I say this, many listeners are like, what are you talking about? This time of year is so, so very busy. But when I have a cleared off countertop, I feel more enthusiastic for all the cooking that I'm doing. And also come end of night, it just really gives, it does literally give me mental clarity for the next day to then sit down with my glass of wine at this clear countertop. So I know
gotta
it's
in
order, but very important. Yeah.
Yep.
And you had talked about the immune boosting foods. This is another thing I'm a huge proponent for, like the green leafy vegetables, the spinach, the broccoli, the berry family, the raspberries and strawberries and blueberries, and the tomatoes and matcha green tea and all of these things have been proven to boost your immunity. And so I really feel like it's a multi-pronged attack to help create this incredible good health from the inside out. And lastly, the hand washing, which I know it seems like we're hearing a lot about this, but one trick I use to keep my kids in step is to change up the hand soaps pretty often so they have different scents and different smells and they're always kind of intrigued, like, oh, what's this one? Is this one peppermint? Oh, what's that one? Is that pumpkin spice? And they're trying to decode these new scents I'm bringing into the home while they are sudsing and lathering. I do.
That is a great idea. Getting back to what you were saying in terms of a holistic space, it can be anything. I mean, I found, I'm doing an exercise ball. That is becoming my holistic space, is sitting on this exercise ball. Yeah, I mean, you do some exercises with it and all that. But, you know, whatever it takes in order to just be able to get away and decompress and have that important moment. I have not been able to, become so equipped and so proficient on the exercise ball that I could handle a glass of wine at the same time. I will confess that to you, Amy. Maybe that's my goal. If I can do that and a glass of wine at the same time, I've arrived.
I think it sounds like a kind of a yogic balancing act is what you're trying to achieve. But it's funny that you mentioned the balancing ball. My husband is a fitness professional. We have the exercise balls of which you speak.
Yes.
I have one downstairs in the basement. My son is actually using one in his room also. For him, it's more like a whirly-twirly experience where he's rolling about and uses that, I think, as an excuse not to pay attention to virtual schooling.
Right, exactly. Something to occupy him. It has a lot of services. As I was sharing with my doctor, I go, these are the kind of things that you buy and, you know, you pay $20-$25 for, and then you see them next week at a garage store for, you know, garage sale for like $2. You know, so, but actually, I'm really enjoying it. It's really been a big help for me. And I'm also glad, I appreciate that you brought up immune boosting foods. I mean, to me, that's such such a natural common sense response to what's going on. I mean, if COVID is attacking our immunity, we got to wire that immune system up, right?
I have to be honest with you. We have not been sick for over a year. Not mm-hmm. one of us. And I have right. a 10-year-old, I have a 14-year-old, and then a husband who's like a child. And we really believe in kind of this whole food approach to health.
Yes.
And, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't engage in the wonderful holiday treats of the season. I'm very, very much a proponent for enjoying in moderation and really, truly enjoy, like, loving the Christmas cookies or enjoying the eggnog with a little splash of rum, if that's, mm-hmm. that's your flavor. Mm-hmm. While you're eating the sauteed spinach and while you're enjoying some oven baked with olive oil broccoli, and because it's not really that much more effort, and it's kind of a good balance.
Yes.
A good balance, especially this time of year when we're feeling very torn many different directions,
mm-hmm.
and we need our bodies to be healthy.
I love moderation, Amy. I'm glad you brought that up. And your husband's not here, so he can't defend himself. So I'll stand in the gap for him just a little bit because I understand. I can relate.
Yeah.
Amy Goodman is nationally recognized media maven, sought-after lifestyle correspondent whose savvy picks, as you can tell, practical tips and fun-loving personality reaches millions of people. Now, I understand you've got a University of Colorado study up your sleeve. Tell us about the findings.
I do. I like good reporting and I like the science. And they actually had some findings that this, the Carrier Infinity air purifier really does inactivate 99% of the coronavirus as it is and when it is trapped on the filter. And additionally, just to back it up even more, they have done third party testing where, they've concluded literally that the Carrier captures and kills technology that we mm-hmm. spoke a little bit about earlier inactivates 99% of select bacteria and select viruses that are trapped on the filter. This includes human influenza and common cold virus surrogates. So you kind of got everything covered. Yeah, you really do have everything covered, I feel.
Without a doubt. Well, Amy Goodman, we got to leave it there. Thank you for the time. Have a great holiday, you and the family and the kids and everybody. Enjoying your very holistic home and all those good things. And thank you for sharing the great tips with us. Where can people go for more information?
Yeah, pop on to carrier.com/purifier to learn more about the science and more information about what we discussed today. Always such a joy and wishing every listener very much a healthy and a happy new year.
You got it. Thank you, Amy. Take care.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders. forced to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your fight, your soul. You come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, and guess who we got? Grammy-winning country music icon, Wynonna Judd, joins us now. Wynonna, how you doing?
Wow. Icon, I love you. Thank you.
Well, good. Well, you are. Without a doubt. Actually, you wouldn't remember this, but gosh, that was years ago. You were in Orange County, California. Let me tell you the kind of person Wynonna is. I was working for a radio station, Kick FM. I was the sales manager there at the time, and Wynonna came there, and we had this big facility. It included cars, a museum. It was unflippin' believable there in Anaheim, California. Wynonna was so sweet. She came out, and we had hundreds of people outside the station that were lined up, and you were just so sweet and gracious. I couldn't believe it. You know, you took pictures with everybody. You spent time. People to this day, Wynonna, you know, you impacted their lives in such a special way. They just couldn't believe it. And I realized for me, because I've been in and out, you know, in music and in radio for 50-plus years, a lot of rock and contemporary. But I especially loved the country music artists because they just seem so genuine and beholden to their audience. And you were that way.
Wow. Thank you for those words. I love my fans. They've been with me 37 years, and they've always been there, and now they're bringing their kids and even their grandkids. It's really a family, and it's corny, and it's sweet, and I'm relying on it now more than ever. These are my people. Literally, been on Zoom calls talking to mother after mother who has children. They're teaching them, and they're just trying to make it through their days. You know, and country music is real people music. It's real words for real people in the real world. We don't just talk about just one part of life. We talk about all of it. You know, I live on a farm, and I know what it's like to be lonesome and living in the woods, and it's just, you know, it's tough right now. And my music, I hope that it helps people realize that they're loved, that no matter what's going on, to turn off the news for just a minute and realize who you are and that you're loved, and that's hopefully what my music can share.
Yeah, I like to say who you are and whose you are.
Amen.
And you talk about this time of loneliness that America and the world is experiencing at a level that we never have because of this disease, this pandemic. that is overwhelming us. And, you know, it makes me rather sad to see this. I mean, I have people right now, I was supposed to be in California this week for a wedding and a baptism, and they're locking it down. I mean, they want you to be on quarantine for 14 days. I'm only supposed to be there for 4 days. I can't be locked down for 14 days. It's crazy.
That is, I think it's what I know. This is what I do. I wake up every day and I go through my routine, and I am going to share that with other people, because it's not about just privilege. This is about being, you know, a child of God, not just a chick singer. When I get up in the morning, I don't say, oh my gosh, let me go, you know, look at my Grammys. I wake up and I do the next right thing. I live on a farm. I do chores. There's very little time to complain when you are feeding animals. They don't care.
Right,
they don't
exactly.
care who you are in the world. Right. And I just live in my music. I'm making music here on the farm every other day, it seems. I'm talking to Loretta Lynn, and the thing she teaches me is to thine own self be true. She says, you're a stylist, why not a be you? Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm leaning on. I don't know about the rest. I just know that I'm still alive, that there's still hope, and I'm gonna tell you what, I strap on my guitar like I march through the storm, you know, and I sing to my fans on the phone. They call me, and I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm literally doing concerts online, and people are paying $10.
Yes, I was worried. Yeah,
it's
so
it's cool. It's what I do. It's, you know, I'm a frontline responder. I'm here, and I'm saying to the fans, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the storm, walk on. And it makes them cry, and then we talk about what matters and their loved ones, and I'm here for you. I'm here during the peacetime and the wartime, and that's what I'm doing.
Do you realize how essential you are?
I do now more than I did, I think, because when you're famous, you get distracted. And being home on the farm, it's not about that. I just literally got in my car. They shut me down. The internet got shut down. I went up the road to say thank you to the guys that are literally in 25-degree weather fixing, you know, they're up on the pole, and they come down. They're like, oh, my God, it's Winona. And I said, guys, I appreciate you, because I'm sure they don't hear that all day. And I just think, you know what? What can I do? I can encourage somebody.
Right.
So I think that is essential, to encourage people, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you put it that way, is that, you know, the Bible talks about a word aptly spoken. And I extend that to say not only a word, could be a gesture, a smile, you know, whatever uplifts a person. And you never know what that individual is going through, right?
You never know someone's story. And here's, I talked about it this morning on, I did an interview with Fox News, and they sort of misquoted me, and I got sideways, and I'm in the news about having a breakdown. And I said two things. I said, I had a, you know, I have a breakdown to have a breakthrough. That's just a saying. I believe that there's light after dark. I'll always move through the darkness. It doesn't matter what it is. I always seem to make it by the grace of God. I named my daughter Grace. I know what it feels like to be in the darkness. And I talked about that, and I said, and let's talk about the breakthrough. Let's talk about what's happening. Let's talk about what's good. That's the way I was raised. I don't think it has anything to do with being rich and famous. I think it has to do with knowing who I am. And that's a gift that I got from my grandmother.
Well, without a doubt, God put you in this place for that specific reason, because you, your mother, you've lived your life in the public eye. I mean, ever since everything, I mean, it's like I first got on the phone, and you go, I'm just feeling a little feisty this morning, you know, kind of deal. I go, okay, you know, let's get it on here.
Right. I've been doing it since I was 18 years old, and, you know, the fans know me really well. I'm literally, I don't know if people know this about me. I mean, I've been on the road. I've not stopped except one other time in 25 years. This is it. This is the most I've been home. And I've rediscovered what life is like at home. I have a routine I haven't had since I was 18 years old. And I'm learning how to live differently and more deliberately. I have to make time for things in my past, you know, because I was distracted by being out in the world. Now I'm home, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. What can I do today, Lord, to be a blessing to somebody else? That's what I'm doing with music and the new CBD line. The reason I'm doing it is because I'm in a healing process.
Right.
I'm not just a salesman. I'm a spokesperson for the spirit.
Right.
And I try to tell people, you know, stick with your gut. Go with your gut. You know, don't let the world tell you who you are. And that's what I want the next generation to know on TikTok. It's like, can you just stop for a minute?
Right.
Hey, you're more than that.
Right.
And I try to talk to people and just say, do you realize that you're, you know, that you're chosen, that you have a gift? And they'll say no. And then I just keep talking. So I'm here to encourage people in any way I can.
Well, I like what Stephen Covey reminded me the other day. I was reading his book again, and he talked about writing your own story. Don't let other people write you. You know, you write your own story, right? And that's kind of what you're saying.
And that's what I'm doing right now.
Right. With this all-natural product, you mentioned CBD Harmony by Winona Judd. Tell us a little bit more about this and why you got involved.
I got involved because, well, it happened to me. I was minding my own business, traveling across, you know, coast to coast. I mean, all I can do is wake up in a different state every day and try to figure out what day it is. And I'm out on stage every night, literally 4 and 5 shows a week, 40 days out on the road, and I'm just exhausted. We're women warriors, and we've been taught to, you know, try to outgive God. And the Bible says love your neighbor as yourself, not more. And I don't think I got that memo. I'm still working on the self-care part. Yeah. And I just had to go into a self-care process. I had to say no, and it about killed me because I felt really lonely, and I felt like I wasn't useful. And I came home, and I just kept hearing this inner voice of mine say, you have to put your – and this is a thing from the years ago, being on airplanes, put your mask on first.
Right.
And nowadays,
exactly.
it's literally that today. Yeah. So I just had to stop, and I had to say, okay, God, I don't want you to just bless what I'm doing, because I'm used to saying, God, help me. I want – my prayer was then, 5 months being home, I want to do what you are blessing. I am calling people on the phone. I am talking to people one-on-one. I haven't done that in a long time. I'm picking up the phone, calling people I haven't talked to on the phone for years. I'm sure everyone can relate to this.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm cooking for neighbors. I have a friend who's in need, and I'm cooking him, you know, soup. And I'm thinking, when's the last time I did this? So it's an important time for the spirit in terms of that. It's a devastating time. I've lost a dear, sweet friend to cancer, and I feel so helpless I couldn't go to her funeral. It's a painful time, and what comes out of pain is often purpose. The CBD line happened to me because I decided to come off of some medications. I don't want to be one of those statistics, and pain medicine and all these things, you know, that we get on because we're busy and we're not paying attention. I'm having to walk. I'm having to eat differently. I'm having to take care of myself. Oh, what a concept.
Exactly.
And then I struggled with sometimes anxiety because I get so excited and I feel so deeply and I feel the world. I'm an empath and I can't help it. I just say, God, what do you want me to do? He says, sing. And so I sing and I overcome my anxiety by singing. Right. When I need it, the CBD does work for me. And I try to tell my fans, pay attention. Pay attention to what it is you need. Don't just let a doctor. You know, they're not God. Mm. And I'm just doing it myself. There's no difference between me and my fans. I feel like we're related, if that makes any sense.
No, totally, without a doubt. We've only got about a minute left here,
sure. So
we need to wrap this up. Tell people how they can get in contact with Harmony by Winona Judd, how they can follow you on YouTube and be involved in these concerts that you're putting out there.
Well, I'm grateful. Winona.com. And you can go to that. And it's really a blessing to be a blessing. I'm doing shows. I'm singing December 20th with my mom.
You can
go to my website. And I am everywhere you can imagine. And I'm available for Zoom calls. I've been talking to the fans. What a blessing it is.
Yes.
And I'm going to be back on the road. God, please. You know, I'm ready. So just, Winona.com. Here I am, America. So.
There she is, the one and only Winona Judd, the Grammy-winning country music icon. And you can put an exclamation on that point. Winona, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, dear. Merry Christmas to you.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.